I saw earlier, whilst driving here, very hungover, that there was an ambulance, and right behind it was one of those funeral cars that carried. I was like, how desperate are they? This is crazy.
Yeah, they're really, like, struggling for work.
Yeah, quickly, quickly, get them straight through and in. Welcome to Having Words. I'm Josh. I'm joined by Kira and Woody today. Guys, you are previous guests as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm old school now.
You're old school. You're like episode, what, 6?
I'm one of the OGs.
You're one of the OGs.
First female as well.
Oh, yeah, you were. Meanwhile, Woody was... Bless. Yeah. Meanwhile, Woody, you've been on 2 episodes so far.
Yeah.
And they're more recent episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys are like 2 different generations of the Having Words podcast, even though there's only been 20...
Yeah, I mean, we're still within the first year, so... we're still both fairly young.
You're still the OGs, exactly, yeah. now, this episode is going to be slightly different because I'm more involved this time. So this time, all 3 of us are the host this time. So normally we do rapid fire questions, which Kira's never done before. This time, I can see you guys frantically looking through the website I sent you. We're going to be asking each other rapid fire questions to each other. We're going to direct them to each other and see how that goes. So we're going to hop straight into it. Does anyone have a good question to go first, and who would you like to direct it to?
Josh, I'm going to ask you the first question.
Oh, I'm so nervous. This is my first... Okay, yeah. It feels so weird not being in, like, the proper host seat as well.
So, I've ignored your website and I've gone somewhere else.
Thanks, Kira. Yeah,
so,
great.
The question I have for you,
already
Josh...
Already broken the first rule. Yeah.
If I were to summon you via black magic, which 5 items would I need in each corner of the pentagram?
If you... Where did you... What website are you on?
The Jark Arts.
That's a good
question.
That's a brilliant question.
5 items? I think some pasta, some glasses...
Mm-hmm.
Just some spectacles, some really fashionable. Don't laugh at me, Woody. Some really fashionable spectacles. What else could? And the Italian flag.
Mm-hmm.
But only a quarter of it, so you need to like cut out 3
you
quarters.
Just have
of
a
it.
Small one.
Just have like. A small one. Yeah,
really, really
quarter of the size of the average one. Also, you need what was that so far? So 3.
Glasses,
tagliatelle, and
the
Italian flag. Oh yeah,
Charlie
I don't know.
Is like
that
such a big part of your
Charlie
life.
Charlie is a big yes, and then I guess my okay coffee as well. I know Penny's gonna kill me if she listens to this because she hates me drinking coffee. Coffee as well in one of the corners because it makes me really hyper and then really like overthinking in the evening. Coffee in one corner, and then the final corner, I would like there to be an origami crane for my origami roots.
Oh no, that's
old
school.
You summon Demon Josh.
Demon Josh.
I like that question, Kira. You really started off with a really detailed one. I've actually got a question for Woody, starting it off pretty simple. This is literally a yes or no. No, it isn't. It's like a pick out of the 2 answers. Do you have a sweet tooth or a savoury tooth?
Definitely a sweet tooth.
Really?
But it's since sort of going back to being vegetarian, like
yeah,
all that time ago, it's been really hard. So like, but things like ice cream and like vegetarian sweets, like,
yeah.
Demolish them. But I don't really like biscuits, which is kind of like strange.
I love biscuits.
Yeah.
What's your favourite biscuit, Kira?
My brain went to Garibaldi biscuit, but I don't even know
what
that is. I don't know what it is. I just went
like old man
Garibaldi
biscuits.
I don't know,
it's got
to be
Viennese well.
If I'm having a tea, it would be like a custard cream. If I'm eating it on its own, it would be like one of those like Fox's like fancy borderline cookie biscuit.
I just like the classic digestives. They're just basic and like, that's all you need. You don't need something really fancy. It's a biscuit or a Jaffa cake. Oh, is that a cake? That's a biscuit, isn't it? It's in the biscuit aisle because it goes hard if you leave it out.
No, because biscuits go soft. It's a cake.
Shit!
Kira.
Hello.
If you could detach one body part,
oh heck,
whenever you wanted, just for the sake of it, when what would it be and why?
Would it grow back? Oh no, you can. It's
no,
like Velcro.
It's detachable. Yeah, so you put it back on. Yeah,
interesting.
Detach one body part. I would say.
And why?
The logical reason for me would be to detach my right leg.
Oh,
I have
God,
a knee injury.
Kira.
So that if I was in pain, I would just like yeet it, like throw it in the
house.
Yeah, like,
eat it.
Yeah, like if I was shopping, I'd just like stick it in the trolley, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you'd be hopping around.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like you have strong legs, so you would be able to just.
Yeah,
hop
my
around.
Left leg is like.
It's making
and
up.
My
for right
leg is like jelly. but if, I don't know, maybe like my arm, so that I could hit one of my siblings and they're annoying me and they're too far away.
Or you could just hit them with your arm anyway, right?
Oh, no, like, if I'm sitting on the sofa and my brother's, like, throwing food at me, I'll just attach my arm and flob it at him.
Woody, is your arm still functionable when you take it off?
Or is it like a mannequin?
I mean, I haven't thought about it. Think about detail. It. Just ask the I'm going to go yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, yeah.
So what I do with my right hand?
You could crawl around. Like, yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Halloween would be crazy. Yeah. I definitely pick my arm. Hey, it wasn't my question.
Thanks for stealing my thunder, Josh.
I do my head. Because that would that would be cool.
That would be creepy.
Because your body could just go off and your head could just be somewhere
just
else.
Sleeping. Yeah. That's so weird.
Think of the productivity.
Yeah, like, if you ate, then it would just come out and then...
So you could go for a wee while still watching your favourite programme.
Yes.
Oh, I'm Kira seeing of the endless possibilities.
Kira, this is to you again. What do you hate most about the dating process?
Oh my God. I don't know. I haven't really been involved in it that much.
Yeah.
But if I was taking it in the whole meeting a new person aspect of dating, so like friends as well, sort of if you find out that they like something that you don't like, or the other way around, and that sort of awkward air that you feel between each other, and it's just like, how do we carry on from this moment?
When he doesn't like olives.
Yeah. We terminate. See you later. Yeah, it's sort of awkward because it's like, how are they going to take it? Because some people, you know, some people get really like overly emotional when you don't like something. They're like, what? You don't like it? You're crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, you sort of don't know how they're going to react. And that can be a big mood killer.
I feel like if they did that though, then like you don't want to be interested in someone who gets fussy about like...
Grow up,
yeah. Says Kira, that's the name of the podcast now. Grow up, says Kira, about dating advice.
Grow up.
Get out.
Grow up. Josh.
Hello.
Have you ever sent someone an accidental message that was meant to go to someone else? And if so, what was it?
I feel like everyone's been in that state when they send a message to someone accidentally. Oh no, wrong person. Or like, oh, it was an accident. I accidentally sent like this image to like my ex or like a friend that was ignoring you or whatever. I think everyone's... Right, no. Everyone's...
Cricket.
Right? I think I've done it by accident a few times. Oh my God, yes. So I think you guys might have been in this situation before, or you've been close to it, where you screenshot a conversation with someone
and almost send it to
the same person. I did that before with... Luckily, it wasn't too bad because I could kind of explain it out. But oh my God, it was so awkward. I just felt literally my heart just stopped and I went bright red and was sweating, crying.
Yeah. So I've got like a little bit of a story on that one.
Oh,
so
really?
At uni, we in first year, we used to have, like, a group chat with, like, everyone in our year. It, like, doing law, because it's a small, like, uni. There was like, 100 people or something like that. And we also had, like, a lads group chat with about four or five of us. And one of my friends sent... It was basically, like, this porn picture the main group chat. Obviously, that was just a no-no.
That's ruined his boys' career.
That group chat, like, shut down after that. No one,
because
like,
of that.
No one spoke on it ever again.
Was it was like, a picture of what, like a...
It was at Halloween, and it was like... it was like the shape of a pumpkin, but, like, this girl, like, sitting on the guard. Like and just, like, you could see the silhouette of it, if you see one. It looked like a pumpkin.
So have you spoken to him since the incident or pumpkin boy
he obviously was a bit embarrassed, but he didn't really care, because I mean, we didn't...
What would you do if you were in that situation that you actually sent something like that? I try and play off.
I'd laugh. I think that's so funny. Who cares?
I feel like your boys would slate you though if you did that.
I mean, like, it was so typical him, but
Yeah, Kira, if you did that in, like, a girls group chat, what would, like, if you just said...
Literally, it would be, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that deep.
No, it's not.
Like,
it's embarrassing a little bit. But
it's
how you deal with it that makes it embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think law students at a fancy law university might take it a bit different.
I don't think anyone took it different, but it was a bit like, oh, he's a weirdo. Like, why is he sending...
Pumpkin ball, name of the podcast episode.
Yeah, like, it was weird. But yeah,
I've sent some strange... Oh, it's not getting to that, but like, I've sent some strange pictures to my friends.
Kim, next question. What strange pictures have you sent to your friends? I've got a question for Woody. Describe your perfect mate in one sentence. Your perfect mate.
My perfect, what, like...
Friend? Sexual. Or like, oh...
Oh.
Relationship mate.
Has vagina.
And has holds a cup.
Oh, no.
What are you
no.
He
no.
wants a pumpkin.
She needs to be orange and round. You're perfect in one sentence.
Like a sentence. I mean, I'm struggling to construct a sentence.
Woody, you write blogs for a living.
What do you want them not to be then? There you go, flip it.
Oh.
No, well, like, I know... Thing is, I like short...
Simple question.
Short-ish girls.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Goes on like, date, brings tape measure. Sorry, sorry! You're 5'7". It's a no from me.
It's a no from me. Even though we match in every other regard. Yeah. A little bit too
no,
tall.
No, no, no.
I'm looking for 4 foot
and under. God forbid them be taller than me. Like, absolutely not. I mean, I'm not that tall anyway, but...
Exactly, yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
If I said that, I would never ever get a girl, because 90% of girls are taller than me. I feel like when it comes to height, it's up to the girl. If they have a problem with it, then I don't want to be with someone who's going to be.
No, I definitely have a problem with it. That's why they're taller than me. I won't go near.
I think we've all been on Tinder and we've all seen through with girls being like, "Don't match with me if you're like under 6 foot."
Yeah.
Or if your name is Josh Martello. It's crazy. Wait.
Boys put their height in their Tinder bios now. They're like, if it matters, I'm like 6'2". And I'm
I did that
you're
as well.
Definitely 5'11".
Thing is, I did that and I'm definitely 5'6", but I put I'm 6'5".
So. No, you have not. Oh my God, don't. That's so funny. Penny was probably like, what the?
God, your friends are huge.
They were like, oh my God, she's 7 foot. Your mate Joe's 7 foot.
Have you seen that meme on Facebook that's like Peppa Pig is 7'1"?
What? Yeah, but that means Daddy Pig is like 14 foot or like 11 foot or something.
That's so.
That's hard. Crazy. That doesn't make any sense.
Peppa Pig conspiracy theories. Next episode.
Next episode. So we know memes went from Area 51 to now Peppa Pig.
Yeah. We discussed same thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah, Peppa Pig's in there. We discussed Area 51 last episode. If you want to check that out, episode 28. Not you guys, the audience. Actually, you guys can't check it out, especially you, Woody.
Oh wow. Racist.
Oh, Woody, I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
If you had to work but didn't need the money, what would you choose to do?
I would go to
a hole.
No, I'd go to like a bit of a deep answer, I guess. But I'd go to like Africa, and you know, and all that, and go and sort of like help animal like endangered animals and stuff like that.
That's cool. I think
it'd be amazing.
Come on, ladies, under 4 foot. Yeah. Get involved.
Where are you?
Under 4 foot.
He's a philanthropist.
That's a bit too small.
Actually, I'm going to answer that question as well. I'd go to Africa and slate all the people. Fuck you, Woody! That's what I do with my free time.
No, well, so
Bully
you know,
Woody.
You know, like, the rhino, people that hunt rhinos and elephants and stuff like that.
No idea, but yeah.
But there's basically a group of people that now go and hunt them.
What?
And they literally...
Are they elephants?
No. They're people, but they just go and kill these people that are hunting. Like...
That's crazy.
So it's actually become dangerous to become a hunter.
Good.
Which is good. Yeah, but it's also good, like, it's still illegal. It's still like...
But just think in Africa, like, it'd be fairly easy to hide a body.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, of course. Is that where you're going with it? To help the animals.
To fuel my murdering spree. I'm Dexter.
Kira.
Hello.
What's something many people fear that doesn't scare you at all?
Oh my goodness, heights.
Really?
Yeah.
You can just look down at a height and be like, I'm not scared.
I wouldn't say, I'm not scared. Like, I'm not, like, going to poop myself. But you get that, like, heart drop feeling when you look over the edge of something quite tall. Like,
yeah.
When I went to the Science Museum. Actually, you were there. We went to the Science Museum
in
London.
Bridge.
And we were holding our phones over the edge. See, Woody's, like, cowering in the corner. Not my iPhone! You hold our phone over the edge.
Oh,
that
God.
Bit made me scared, but looking over it, yeah, chuck me off, mate. I don't care.
What is the aspect of your phone falling or just something like?
Oh yeah, my phone's my life.
The abyss.
But
oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Looking over like stealth didn't freak me out. I was up the Empire State. It didn't freak me out.
No.
That's
a good one because a lot
other
of
other tall places I've been.
standing doesn't freak.
Yeah,
me
I'm
out.
Quite long, so stand
long.
So far from the ground. Josh.
Hello.
What was something that recently moved you?
Something that recently moved me was Toy Story 4, which I'm not going to spoil anything because I know you're watching it later, Kira.
Yeah.
Woody, have you seen it, Toy Story 4?
No, and I don't want to.
Woody? Why not?
Because it's like, it's been so overdone and it's animated. I'm just not a fan of animated things.
Trust me, the animation is so good.
Yes, but the fact is, it's like, it's gone on too long, Toy Story. They should have ended it after like the first two or three.
Well, I think this is the last one.
Oh, yeah, but they said that last time. I'm pretty sure they said that.
They said, like, oh, we won't make any more, but like, you'll see after watching it that this is the last one. Kira.
And what, do they die?
Don't you dare spoil
that
it.
That would be really sad.
How
could they kill off a cartoon?
Buzz shoots Woody in the face.
That would have been spoiled on social media if that happened.
He doesn't have a friend in you anymore.
well, no, because they're all...
It's all a dream.
Because
they end like Fast and Furious and they go off.
They drive off. They fly off. Buzz flies off. No, it's like, because now obviously they're part of Disney and so is Marvel. They'd fade half of the toys, disappear, be Thanos and come back 5 years later and they're just not the same. No, that moved me recently because of the nostalgic value. Like, at the end of it, I was like, holy shit, like, I wasn't prepared.
I didn't understand it.
But they're toys! it was the... I can't talk! Josh's mind rails and animation. Look at the water! Yeah, it was just like, I grew up, obviously we all grew up watching Toy Story. Obviously not Woody as much.
I hate it!
Even though it's my name.
Woody! Your name's Woody.
I guess it's the jokes. I've just got so angry about it, like...
You're like, please stop! So yeah, Toy Story 4, and I think if you've watched it and like you're around our age and you grew up with Toy Story, you definitely understand what you meant by it. It moved you. It was the nostalgic movement. Whoa, that's cool. For the nostalgic movement! Next question.
Josh.
Hello.
Would you rather, if you had to give up one of these things for the rest of your life, would you rather give up brushing your teeth or brushing your hair?
I don't brush my hair. Do you mean like, should we change it to like styling my hair?
Yeah.
Oh, well right now actually my hair is completely fresh out of the womb because because there's no product or hairspray in it.
Covered in amniotic fluid.
Oh no!
I wonder why your hair always looks so nice. It's got a tub dripping. Of your
I thought I recognised that smell of the womb.
Christ.
I would give up, that's really difficult. I think maybe my hair, because I like to keep my teeth clean, obviously. And also...
Just think your breath would stink.
Exactly, and like, no, I couldn't do that. And I think I just shave off all my hair, so I wouldn't have to deal with it.
You would not.
Yeah, I would. Would you be friends with me if
you
I
would
shaved
not shave
hair?
Off your hair?
Would you be friends
you
with me?
You would look strange.
Yeah, I would.
Cool. You'd look so old if you shaved it. Like...
For the record,
that.
Woody is covering Josh's hair.
And he's shocked.
Mental.
The teeth are the window to the face, though, so you have to take care of your teeth.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, to be fair, I could just get fake teeth.
Do a Jimmy Carr.
Yeah. Kira, I've got a question for you.
Hello.
Do you have any tattoos, and what do they mean? Kira's just sitting here with loads of tattoos on her arm.
Nope.
I have. How many do I have? Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I cut it. 65, 66.
I have 11 in total.
Yeah, and what do each of them mean?
A lot. Okay, do you know what? I won't bore you with all of them. Some of them are deep. The one on my knee, on my left knee, is the mystery machine from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. My left knee?
On my left knee, to be exact.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Basically, Scooby-Doo has been and will always be until the day I depart this earth.
Bye, Kara.
20 minutes. My favourite films of actual all time.
Yeah.
Now, some may argue that they are not the greatest piece of cinematic history to ever exist.
I love them.
But they have got me through some times and
really?
A half. And I could bet my life on knowing like 98% of the words to the
really?
First film.
Okay, what did they say when they first meet?
In the 32nd minute.
They say this, but Shaggy's expression shows the enigma that... so that's what you've got on your leg.
Yeah, so I thought... Yeah, and I thought, while I'm becoming like a professional, selling myself to the corporate devil lady, I won't get it on like my arm, is where you could see it, because I don't want people to judge me. Yeah. So I thought I'd get it on my leg.
And looks like it's in a good placement.
Yeah, and shout out to Jenny Latham. Not that she'd ever listen to this, but she drew it for me.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, at Jenny. Latham's Illustrations. Check her out.
Yeah, her designs are so good.
Unreal.
Her illustrations. She sponsored us, so she didn't sponsor us to say that.
I have a question for Woody. What game do you wish you could act out in real life? Board game or video game, otherwise?
The game of life, Woody, you are in the game of life.
It's like,
Jesus. You know what? I think I'm going to go really old school and go Monopoly.
Oh, so you're like a property tycoon.
Yeah, and just take everyone's money. Oranges, reds, overcharge people, take all their property, monopolise the world.
Wait, so what was the question? If you were...
You could act out a game in real life.
Wait, so who would you be? You'd just be like...
I would be...
The thimble.
I'd be the car, obviously.
Which piece? That's cool. But who in this game of Monopoly of life would you have with you, playing with you?
Oh, okay. Well, whoever wants to play it. Whoever wants to face me at Monopoly, I guess.
Yeah, no, I would not take that position.
I feel like you either, it's like Marmite, you either love Monopoly or you hate Monopoly.
I mean, I hate Monopoly, don't get me wrong. It's the most frustrating game in the world, but it'd just be cool to... Like, that wasn't the question, whether I enjoyed it.
There are so many versions of that game now.
There are. Like, they do, like... Yeah.
Simpsons, Game of Thrones, and all that kind of stuff.
They must make so much money from it.
They've monopolised...
They did it! The game of life, Woody. They've already done it. Sorry, mate.
I think I'd be Cluedo, you know? Like, really? I love a good murder mystery.
I've never played
Cluedo. Yeah, but then, like, at the end of it, you'll get sent to prison.
Well, then
No. Yeah, but like, if they get it right.
Yeah.
How often? I've never played it, but how often do the people normally get it right? Is it quite often?
I don't know. I've never played it. Oh, what? Okay. In theory, I'd like to play it. Like, in my life, on my bucket list, I want to go to a murder mystery party.
That'd be cool. Well, I want to. What about like an escape room, which is like a murder? I suppose that is like.
I've done an escape room. I did one in London.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, it was terrifying.
Yeah, I'd like to do one.
There's one in Brighton.
Have you seen that one, the video of Ariana Grande and James Corden doing one? It's so funny.
Is that actually?
Yeah, give it a watch. Definitely, it's so funny. Right, Kira.
Hello.
If you were held at gunpoint and the only way to survive is if you could impress someone with a dance move, what would it be?
The thrust.
No!
Woo! With a dance move?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness me. I would probably have to bust out the worm.
Really? Are you good at the worm? I don't think I've ever seen
it. I can only do it backwards, though. I can't figure out the logistics of going forwards.
I can't do it backwards. I can do it front... What?
I can go backwards.
Rather than... I can go backwards.
Yeah. That's the easy way to do it.
Downplay the only dance move I can do. Thanks, Woody. Oh, yeah, we can all do that one. But the forwards one, I kind of just flop around on the floor really confused.
Yeah.
They're like, Kira, she's having a stroke. No, it's the worm. Okay, Kira.
Yeah, I would... Or if someone was holding a gun to my head, I would just worm out, just worm away.
Where is she? That's just a worm. Where's Kira?
I need loads of room, so like I just keep worming.
Yeah.
And like worm for the rest
keep
of my worming. Life.
Keep worming. What's the Finding Nemo? Keep on swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep worming. There we go. Just keep worming. That's a bit weird.
Oh, you turned that to something it didn't need to be.
I'm going to bring it back to a much more serious question. Woody, have you read anything interesting lately?
I've read a lot of things interesting lately.
The Synergist.
really, really interesting.
Shameless plug.
What can I... You hit me with something that I need to really think about now. Because if it's not interesting, then...
Well, whilst you think, Kira, how many books have you read in the last year?
Next question.
I haven't read any... I haven't finished any books since, like, high school, I think.
I bought myself two books that are just all of the famous vines printed out.
So not really
so
a
does
book.
That count?
It doesn't count as a book.
It does count as a book.
That's like a journal of
okay,
articles.
All right. If we're going to get down to brass knuckles, then no, I haven't read a book. But, like... I read some academic journals.
Oh, yeah,
some
actually,
of those.
At uni, yeah, we have to read like chapters and stuff and books in there.
Read a lot of academic journals, read a lot of news articles, spun of books.
We had a lot of Facebook posts and memes.
Yeah.
Woody.
Oh
my God, they're still... It's not really that interesting, but... Well, most people won't think it's interesting, but for work, I had to read...
Watching paint dry by...
basically, what the different positions on certain...
Whoa! Oh.
The different positions are post-Brexit and all of, like, the options of what happens in Brexit.
That's cool.
In regards to, like, trying to bring a claim to someone out of the jurisdiction. I thought it was really interesting because it's still so...
Current.
Unknown, yeah. And it was really interesting how if we go through no deal Brexit, we will be entered into something called the Hague Convention. Hague Convention, which actually started before the EU. So yeah. We're basically essentially reverting back to law that was like pre-EU.
Shit.
It has been updated. It was updated in 2002 for the countries that use it currently. But it's just really interesting how...
What will change.
How it's going to be so hard to sue someone out of the jurisdiction, which is obviously going to be such a... Like, we don't have a problem at the moment.
Yeah.
But... It's going to be really difficult. Well, not really difficult, but depending on the deal. There's so many variables still with Brexit. So it's, yeah, it's really interesting. I'm finding the whole Brexit thing really, more than the sort of political side of it, just what will happen in the different situations really interesting.
Because it doesn't directly link with your course of law either. You just find that kind
interesting. Yeah,
and it affects us directly as well.
Yeah.
And Kira, you had a meme book recently.
Two different types of people in the world.
I'm reading While We Sleep at the moment as well.
Why We Sleep?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like I'm reading while I'm sleeping. Laying in bed with a book on your face.
No, it's a really interesting book. Unlike, you know, the reasons why we as humans sleep.
Well, actually...
That's really interesting.
Last week's episode with Joe and Nelly, they spoke about sleep deprivation, which was really interesting. So, Woody, you should give that a listen.
It's classed as a carcinogenic now.
It is, finally.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy now. And obviously, we're heading into a world where we sleep less and less. Yeah. So it's
and work
scary.
More and more.
Yeah. But... Bringing it back from the detour that I went on massively.
Which I'm going to cut out of the point.
You're not interesting enough, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Woody.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Josh.
Hello.
If you could invent an emoji that hasn't been created yet, what emoji would you create?
If I could create an emoji that hasn't been invented yet, which emoji would I create? I would create an origami emoji. There isn't one, is there?
There isn't one.
I would create an origami emoji.
Cool.
Of... A crane.
Yeah, origami crane. Because I feel like I'd always use that if it's an origami crane. Although I'm trying to think of the one which is most... Because that's just a fun one. I'm trying to think of one which might just be like useful.
I feel like you have to explain that it's a crane fly.
A crane
rather
fly.
Rather than just like an actual crane. Like.
Why is this a...
Have you seen that Apple have recently released 20 disabled emojis?
Really?
Oh, so it's each gender... in each skin tone, in two different types of wheelchairs.
How many emojis is that?
And the debate is whether you think that they've gone too far with trying to literally just please everyone.
Absolutely.
Like the ginger emojis and all these kind of emojis, like bringing them all out.
I mean, it's the whole thing about what Canada went through a few months ago, about how they tried making it illegal to call someone by their not preferred pronoun. And they were legit make it illegal.
Yeah, but this is the thing that Jordan Peterson's been
campaigning
about a lot. And, you know, the law actually said that they wouldn't fine anyone.
Yeah.
They wouldn't put anyone in prison for it. They would only fine people. And so he turned around and said, okay, what are you going to do if I don't pay the fine?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
And obviously it's a different... And if you don't pay a fine, eventually it racks and racks up and you get put in prison for it. And you get made bankrupt or, you know... Numerous amounts of things, but the point is that you can't say that you're not going to do something because you will get put in prison eventually for it. And so you're essentially limiting freedom of speech when you
That's the whole
start,
thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
when
you start that. And
putting those rules in place.
It's so early though, and in the grand scheme of time, when this whole gender debate has arrived, we're still very, very new.
Yeah.
So I don't think implementing laws is the best way to go
about
it.
No. There's other ways of
You need
education. Like, that should be the last...
Awareness and education, how you should maybe be dealing with
like
this.
Like, PHSE and schools need to start
And it needs
it.
To be based on social values and what people think they should do rather than just appeasing minorities, like...
Yeah.
because they get bad press for it. Like, it's, yeah, it's a...
What was difficult is I was hanging out with my friend a few weeks ago, and that was difficult because I've got some friends. No. and we were talking about this person that we knew, and she's recently become non-binary. So now she's a they or a them. And I found it so difficult to start pronouncing it because I feel like we're the generation who that's so... Obviously, we're growing up around it, but like we weren't brought up with knowing that or having to use that.
Yeah, see, so, I find that very, like, strange. Like, not that I think it's wrong, but no, I just think just,
it's not what we're used to.
No.
So we're having to change what we've learned. I'm open for it, of course.
And I don't feel like we could ever say one way or the other because we don't class ourselves as they.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really care what you decide to do as long as I don't offend. Yeah. You're not trying to force me to be what I don't want to be. And
exactly.
I let you do what you want
to
do.
That's what I have a problem more than anything else is when people try to force their values onto you. Yeah, like, we're all individuals. We can all make our own assumptions and, like, our own... Like
our own judgments.
Like, that's the whole point of, you know, having, like, human rights and so that we can form our own opinions and, you know, without caring what other people think. So, I think, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that people can call themselves they, but as soon as it starts affecting other people is when it's a problem.
I have a question for both of you, because you both drive and both own cars.
The thing is, although I'm not the host, well, all the hosts are obsessed, you can literally do that. Kira's taking that. I'm now the only host. Wait, Kira, no. Shit, she can do that.
If you could modify your car in one way,
yeah,
and it could be any, you can add, like, think Pimp My Ride and anything's possible, but you can only do one thing differently to your
car. Yellow steering wheel.
What would you do?
Wow, Josh. What would you do?
Well, the thing is, it's my mum's car.
I'd make it my car.
I would fix the boot so you can actually open the back door. That's
yeah, like a mundane
thing.
I
know, but it's not my car, so I can't really.
I'd make the car functional.
My air conditioning is currently broken. I make it work. I'd add what is it in Fast and Furious, like NOS or
nitrous button?
Just a giant balloon in the back of
the
car.
Woo!
Yeah, but Josh, you also have to put a spoiler on then, because otherwise the car will just like lift up.
I don't realize that, so I'm like, here we go. Car spotted 15,000 feet in the air.
That's what it does. It pushes the car down. The spoiler pushes the car down so you can actually use nitrous.
I knew that. So I'd get a spoiler and a nitrous.
Nitrous. You could just get a turbo and then...
No, it's boring. I want a button. Which is Why, what would you get, Kira?
If I had a car, I would...
You had a car, didn't you?
Details. If I had a car, I would... If anything's possible, make it so that if I wanted more people in the car, my car would just grow in size.
I didn't realise it was like that.
It could be any.
Yeah.
We're talking like Pit My Ride
magic,
to the Extreme.
Magic stuff.
Yeah.
In that case, I would have a pool in my car where the water's specially engineered that it doesn't go when you're driving.
I'd make mine amphibious then, like, so you could just like go into the water and just like use it as a boat.
And never come back.
Yeah,
and Willy!
Just drive off.
That was like that episode of Top Gear. Did you see when James May tried to like carry the fish in his car?
That's
and every time
classic.
He drove out of the mud, you just get splashed with water. That would be your car, Josh.
Woo! I just wouldn't think it through.
With the
nitro as well. I turn around, the fish are all fried in the tank.
That's so funny.
Kira,
mm-hmm.
Complete the following. There would be fewer divorces in this country if people only blank.
There'd be fewer divorces in the country if people only...
Blank.
Boring answer, communicated. Fun answer. She's got a bouncy castle.
Could you imagine?
Like, you know those bouncy
counseling?
Castle, like, those things like the Leisure Centre where you get, like, giant inflatable, like, it's like a giant earbud or cotton bud and you just... Bash each other.
Oh, they're
with it.
Cool.
Like, just bash it out in the most non-violent but violent way possible.
Non-sexual way. Bash it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Just get on a track.
That's
like
Kira's advice to everyone: to just bash one out.
Just bash one out.
So let me just conclude. There will be fewer divorces in the country if only people bashed one out. Okay, nice.
Yeah. That's your clip for Instagram. That's your snippet.
Kira.
Hello.
Would you rather have a third eye or a third arm?
Does my eye have to be on my face?
You can have the eye
in my anus.
Okay, yeah, and That already disgusting. Is
my third eye.
No!
Wow.
My other tattoo.
You can choose where you want those body parts.
Okay,
as well.
So. Does it have to be on me all the time? Like, yes. Could I just like, could
no,
it just like appear
detachable.
Out of nowhere?
That was another question.
That was 3 minutes in. I think I would probably have, if we lived in a world where I wouldn't get bullied for having 3 eyes. Yeah. Say
yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'd have another
eyes.
Eye.
But why?
Because I'm prone to like jabbing myself in the eye with like things
so
like mascara.
More chance. Yeah.
So I can see myself going maybe blind in like one eye. So I need a backup.
Good thing I have this one, and it just like appears. I can
yeah,
see now.
I think maybe I'd have it on my chin.
Although you need to walk like that chin. Afterwards. Your chin.
Yeah.
Chin
That'd
eye.
Be weird.
Hey, look, it's chin eye.
Not
Kira.
Like on your back or something, so you could see.
No, because then I'd like squash it when I lay down.
Oh, yeah, you could just close it, like.
Yeah, but
oh,
like,
yeah, but like you'd have to be like this the entire time because it's. Sorry, I'm. I
yeah, but it'd
eye.
Be like.
And like, how do you? Yeah, because I think if they're all facing the same direction, then I can see the same thing. But like, how confusing for your brain would it be if you see front and back at the same time?
Yeah, but you'd get used
you,
to
I'd,
it.
I'd just
like,
see like t-shirt like 20 hours of a day.
Yeah, but it's like so, your eyes like. Your brain puts together the image, doesn't it? So
yeah.
If you had it like here, for instance, your brain would just put together the image and it would just be one continuous...
That'd be so
cool. Like a 360 degree picture on Facebook. I'd just be like, ooh.
Yeah, like constantly. You'd constantly be able to see everything.
That would freak me out.
I'd do a shark thing and have it on like the side of my eye so I could always see. So that Josh
you're
isn't looking
size?
At me. Am I?
You're what side?
My left side, of course.
Because yeah, when,
right
when you're driving, you can... Look at your passenger. You can just stare at Penny while she's in the car next to you.
I do anyway, it's dangerous.
Here's my question for you, while it loads. How would you quickly dispose of a dead body in a hotel room?
Pretty quick as well, you can answer this quickly, okay? I need desperate help.
So, you get the shower curtain of the sheet. Wrap the body in the shower curtain.
Yep.
Throw it in like the air duct.
Yeah.
Right. So then when housekeeping come, like you can just be like, oh, the shower curtain wasn't there when I got there. And then
oh boy.
Yeah. And then, you know, when everyone's like gone. So they'll come, put a new shower curtain up, and it'll all be great. And then you can just leave the body randomly in the hotel somewhere. Or you could just, like, throw it down the stairwell or something. And then you would get found straight away.
Oh,
but then
boy.
You'll feel like you defy, like...
He tripped and fell whilst
into
getting
a
out
shower,
of the shower.
But it was 3 floors away in a different hotel.
Oh, so you take the shower curtain, because that's evidence. And then you burn the shower curtain somewhere else down the line.
Okay.
Because that's evidence that you wrapped them in it. It's got your fingerprints all over it, like, you know.
Josh, I
feel like Woody would have... Because Woody went through many approaches to get to that answer. I think he'd try all of them and be caught before you could even dispose of it.
This is like having games already.
So it's like having games already. This is what I do. Okay, wait, can you say the question again?
If you had to quickly dispose of a dead body in a hotel room, how would you do it?
I would... Classic, put it in a suitcase and check out, and then take it out of the suitcase.
You think you could fit an entire human in a suitcase?
Well, no, because it would be a small dwarf person. Like,
why?
Because yeah, you'd only be with someone smaller than you.
No!
Josh doesn't want Woody's ever have a girlfriend. He kills all people below 4 foot.
Hey, Woody's girlfriend, want to come over and have coffee? And I can murder her and put her in a suitcase. And then I see Woody on the way down to the lobby. It's like, hey, have you seen Maria Sanchez, my girlfriend? And I'll be like, I haven't seen Maria Sanchez, your girlfriend. He'll be like,
there's
oh,
one,
my bad.
There's one problem with your story, Josh. Is
there's
they,
no problem.
I have to have a girlfriend for that.
Oh, Woody, no! I don't even murder anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Woody.
Josh instantly wins because he doesn't have to dispose of a body. Josh, if you could have plastic surgery to enlarge one body part, what would it be?
I think we all know one section that doesn't need enlarging. I would enlarge my height.
Just your whole body.
In proportion, or would you just stretch yourself out?
In proportion, actually. So I would be like a really tall, short person.
Would you like just stretch Armstrong it, or would you like have like...
Well, it would have to be enlarged. It would like to be scaled up, wouldn't it? So like my belly button would be the size of someone's head. I don't know how tall I want to be, but
as tall as Peppa Pig.
As tall as Peppa Pig. I think if it was like a limb or whatever, enlarge one thing. I think it would be pretty cool to have an enlarged nose. Just because.
Hear me out.
What?
Why are you laughing?
You're such a weirdo.
Because what do you mean? Hear me out before you judge me.
What, like
really?
A crow nose?
Not like a crow nose. Over, like, but like it takes, it's like this big. Look, it goes from the top of my forehead all the way down to like my cheekbones.
What?
To the hair. No, because that's like my thing. I could become like a famous person.
Have you not seen the episode of SpongeBob though, when Patrick gets a nose and like it just becomes unbearable, then the whole town has to make a smell so bad that his nose falls off. I think that was
what?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I didn't really think about that.
But think about how many more things you'd smell with a larger nose.
I'm just thinking like dogs are like have such a good time smelling other dogs' bums. Actually, you'd have to be like,
yeah, but like that's
Josh, get away.
I don't think with a bigger nose you'd have to stick it in a dog's asshole. Like that's not how it works.
A dog now.
That's
no
just
Josh.
What you do for fun.
Yeah, I do that anyway. But
God, I feel sorry for Charlie.
my dog, Woody.
Yes.
What was the last dream you had? Non-sex dream.
I had a really strange
sex dream.
Dream.
What was it?
It was right. It involved Jamie, right?
Your co-host of the Synergist blog that you're working on.
.co.uk.
Yeah,
not .com. And that I was a hairdresser and I was cutting his hair, but every time I went near him with the clippers, he would grab my hand and stop it. And I was like, Jamie, if you want me to cut your hair, then you need to let me cut your hair.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. And then he'd just grab it again. And I got really angry with him. That's all I remember of it.
That's such a strange dream.
Yeah.
What?
He's going to think I'm really weird having dreams about him.
Yes. He's going to be like, Woody, you've got, like, every episode you always mention me. You do, actually. Every episode you mention Jamie.
He's my life.
So. Well, yeah. I was like, any shout-outs? And Woody was like, oh, there are some lovers I'd like to shout out. Yeah. Like, what? And it's Jamie every time.
Yeah. Just because.
Does he know that you're in love with him?
Yeah.
He does know that you're
Yeah, he reciprocates.
He cuts your hair and you stop him.
Yeah.
That's the format for you guys. Stop me from cutting your hair.
Oh, this is a question for everyone if we're going to end it on a question.
I don't think... Okay. Go ahead.
What would your death row meal be?
My what? My death?
Your death row meal.
So you get one meal
and it can be anything.
Die.
Oh, yeah. Death row. Yeah. What would my death row... Okay, mine would be... I want to go out on my own terms. So I'd be like, a poisonous Yorkshire pudding.
A
poisonous Yorkshire pudding, yeah. Yeah, I think I'd want to go out on my own terms to have, like, one last hurrah at the government. So I'd be like, I'm going to have a poisonous... Because they have to give it to me because it's, like, my final meal. Or I'd have freedom as my final meal.
Freedom!
It's just like SpaghettiO spelled out the word freedom.
Yeah. Wait, no, this isn't what I... Bye, Josh. Yeah, Woody, what would your final meal be?
God, I don't even know. Like, sounds weird. I don't really have, like, a favourite food.
Do you not think about dying and what you do in your last moments? Often.
Yeah, I think I'd be happiest, but... just before.
Finally, the sweet release of life!
No, it's a complete tangent, so I won't go on it. I don't know, just, like, a pizza or something boring like that.
Domino's.
Yeah, like... I don't know.
Can you imagine if it came, but like, you know how occasionally like Domino's or like Papa John's, they like, you can tell the sauce is different that day. They use like shit sauce. So like, here you go. It's like cold as well. Because they have to get it through like the jail customs or whatever.
Yeah.
Past the jail.
I want to change that. I would have like vegetarian paella.
Really?
Yeah. Just because it's, you know.
Nice way
to go out.
Yeah. Yeah. Either that or like protest and just don't eat anything.
No! This means I've got to live! No, you just won't. What do you think?
Or
you get?
Just get a continuous stream of food so you never die.
Oh, you stole my answer.
Is that your answer?
I was going to say unlimited chicken wings.
Unlimited chicken? Your hands would be filthy afterwards.
I'm going to die, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, okay.
You're going to get a roast dinner, you know? Yeah, just like a really nice roast dinner.
Yeah,
with like
nice
all
roast
the trimmings, like Christmas meal, extravaganza, bonanza.
Stuffing, poisonous Yorkshire pudding, yeah. Actually, what I do is what's the deadliest and sharpest food?
That fish, that fancy Japanese fish that if you don't cut it properly, you can die.
I'd get that and be like, "Hey, guard, cut my fish," and then you die. Like, escape.
Yeah, there's like a Japanese fish that you can only eat like a certain part of it, and if you eat any other part of it, or if it's prepared wrong, you'll die. It's poisonous.
Yeah, actually, that's a good one.
Why would you eat that?
Because it's a luxury.
Why do people? even try and eat a fish. If someone eats something and you die, why would you then think, oh, if I just eat this part of it, I might not die?
I don't understand the question.
That's stupid. Honestly, people
it's because it's
crazy.
Cool, Woody. Eating luxury.
What, dying?
Woody,
it's
dying
cool to
cool.
die.
Last meal, I don't know, one word.
Then someone ate it and was just like, why am I not dead yet?
What the fuck?
It's like, I prepared it well.
Shit, I'm so good at cooking! My curse.
Yes, I'm just sorry, I'm just reading online people's like last death row meals. Someone asked for a single olive.
Oh, that's so depressing. What was it
seeded? Want just one olive.
To choke on the nut. The seed.
Someone
nut.
Actually
just
remember.
Just because you got choking on the nut. Oh!
Someone actually, I remember someone asked, like, if he could have human flesh as his last meal, because it was a cannibal.
Oh,
yeah. He, like, asked if he could have, like...
And they didn't give it to him, did they?
No. I just hope not.
Oh, that's messed up.
People usually ask for, like, KFC, like, takeaways or something.
Well done, guys. I enjoyed that. That was, like, rapid fire, but not rapid fire, and when we're all the hosts. So I don't feel as pressured to be the higher person here. Of course, I still am, though.
It's a pyramid scheme.
This is a pyramid scheme. Now, guys, we're about to move on to having games. Kira's first ever having games doing movie pitches, which Woody did last time he was on. So I feel like Woody's got the upper hand.
Yeah, but also my storytelling skills aren't particularly great.
They aren't. They weren't last time either. So
better than Tom's.
Oh, no. Did you win last time?
Yeah.
You did. And Kira, did you win your week?
No.
You didn't? So you
don't... I don't think so. I think Tom won because he changed his name from something cool to something a bit like rubbish.
Tom the Aggressive.
Tom the Aggressive. I think it's still Tom the Aggressive. So basically the winner of the game gets a random adjective to the to add to their name, the end of their name. So Tom's currently Tom the Aggressive, I think, still for like the last 6 weeks. Woody, which one? Who are you?
I'm Woody the Annoyed. Or Woodrow
Woody,
the Annoyed.
Woodrow the Annoyed. Yeah, Woodrow the Annoyed. And Kira, you didn't win, which means you're just Kira
one.
The... So you might win. There's a chance you might win against Woody.
So what are you? Do you even have that?
I did it once when Tom hosted in Conning the Host episode 5 or whatever. But 6, 7, 8. Ugh. I won the Josh the Mad.
Fitting.
Thanks, Kira. So yeah, we're going to be moving on to that. So check that out. That will probably be released a few days after this episode. So please check it out, guys. It's going to be very, very interesting. Please. Please check it out. A very different atmosphere to this one. We have like a jingle and everything as well now. Kira, yeah, I don't think you've heard it. It's really fun. It's like, da-da-da-da. Hi, guys. Welcome to Having Words. It's so good.
It's like a game show.
It's like a full-on game show. So yeah, thank you for listening, everyone.
You just don't win anything.
You win a name, Woody.
Oh yeah, of course.
Now you're Woody the Annoyed. You are annoyed. Before we finish, guys, do you have any shout-outs? Okay, I'll go first. I want to shout-out Kira, because it's your birthday next week, Monday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday
for you,
Kira.
Thank you so much.
Turning 22. I've been 22 for a month and a bit, and it's honestly a good age. Like, what does that mean, Josh?
Okay, I will shout-out all of my uni friends that we have now separated and hopefully keep in touch.
Why is Woody laughing?
Yeah,
like,
why are you laughing?
That won't
happen.
Yeah, I shout out all my uni friends and everyone, all the people I made friends with in Portsmouth.
Aww.
That some of you I will keep in touch with, some of you I won't, but it's been real. Peace.
That was cute. Kira just punched me and Woody in the face. Thank you, Kira. And Woody, actually, a new addition, you can now unshout out someone else's shout out. If you want to unshout out Kira's shout out.
Unshout out the whole of Portsmouth.
You get beat up. Unrelated to the shout out. Woody, and your shout out.
Just the Synergist.
And that's all we have time for.
You bastard.
Okay,
no, just, you know, the project that me and Jamie have sort of, you know, built and building for the moment. It's sort of taking off quite well now. So
yeah, that's good.
Just to sort of get it out there.
Yeah, take a check
promote
out.
Where I can.
It's the synergist.com.
.co.uk.
What do you got it wrong?
.gov.uk.
.is, right? Woody got it wrong in the first episode. He got a massive beating from the smaller other member.
Yeah, from Jamie. Yeah, like, he listened to it and was like, Woody, it was .co.uk. Like,
oh,
we paid money to get it .co.uk.
Oh, no.
And you told everyone it's .com.
So, yeah, actually, the .com one got so much more traffic after that. So show. So yeah, check out Woody's projects. And thank you for listening, guys. This has been episode 29. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. You can listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, literally any other podcast directory, as well as YouTube as well. And you can support us on Patreon. Eventually, we will have exclusive content on Patreon once we can dedicate more time to the podcast. At patreon.com/havingwords. Feel free. Actually, you know what? Please do leave an iTunes review. Especially of this Please. Episode. Please. if you liked Kira, Woody, myself, leave a review.
That's really bad. What if they're like, we didn't like them?
Yeah, if you didn't, right? I hated Woody.
Yeah.
Name and shame.
Constructive feedback is also good feedback.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Well, give us a 5-star, then give
Except
us feedback.
Except it's about me, then I'm interested.
Message Kira individually.
If you leave bad feedback, I will find you.
Nice one, Woody, wait. So please leave a review if you want. And on Facebook, you can share our weekly episodes so all your friends can listen. And then maybe they can be on the podcast. If you want to get on the podcast, you can send an email to havingwordspodcast@gmail.com. That's all we have time for. We're moving on to having games. Thank you guys for being here. See you in next episode.